We was on the wrong channel. It was
right,
tight.
Here we go. Here we go. There we go. We on the right channel now. Yeah. We're live. We were just busting the freestyle.
It's gone now.
We're on the wrong channel. So y'all missed it.
That was a good ass freestyle.
It was a good ass freestyle.
Damn. Bree was lit.
Bree was getting it in.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
I'm ready today.
Let me make sure I'm recording everything.
Let's make sure
everything has been recorded now.
Yes, let's make sure.
We're fucking up. I'm fucking up.
I'm fucking up.
I know. I always bring them in the mix.
Always.
You did.
Like we.
Yes, but we are here. Welcome again to Ism Radio. We're back. We've been on a little hiatus. I've been all over the place.
Popstar.
But yes, we're back with the lovelies. Give them a round of applause. Yes, indeed, man. We're back. So we have over here Miss Layla. How have you been, Miss Layla?
Oh, my God. I feel so refreshed not seeing y'all for 2 weeks. No, I'm
just kidding.
No, I actually miss y'all kind of. I kind of miss y'all.
Yeah.
But no, I had a good little break. It was great, you know. I'd had a lot of stuff going on with my family, and we turned up, so it was fun.
Yes, indeed. And Miss Brie Aria, what you been
up to? Okay. When you pronounce the name correctly.
Yes.
Hello,
guys. What have you been up to on our hiatus, Bree?
Man, I've been up to a whole lot of things. Getting some work done, changed my hair.
Yes.
You know, I'm
Please
out here working
leave it. Leave it.
Yes. I don't know about leaving. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I love it like that.
I ain't got time for that. I'm not the purple people either.
Yeah, Bree just came in here on a whole new swag.
I know. That's
switch
dope.
Up the game yes, on them every now
yes,
and then.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
I like that wig. That's
so, so how the dudes treating you? You said...
They jumping out the bushes, out the trees. This dude was on a PCH screaming out of his window.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Like, he about to die?
I said, you mean that, huh?
You're
the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I said, get up close and tell me that.
You dig?
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, they've been on me.
That's what's up. That is what's happening. So, man, what's been happening out here in the streets? Layla, just talk to us. What's going on? We got gnats in the office right now.
I know. It's hot.
We've been gone too long.
Yeah.
I think it's a dead body.
Something. Shit.
Something going on. It smells funny.
We're going to get the Zika virus. And it's going to be... So, what's going on out here, Layla?
Okay. So, let's just quickly... Can we do a quick little Aretha Franklin recap since we have not been here, guys?
Yes.
It was a little bit... It was nice. But the family is definitely mad at Pastor Jasper Williams.
Yes.
Because he was saying that black lives do not matter unless we stop killing each other. And for saying that, children are growing up in households without fathers. That's like abortion after birth. So they're really pissed at that comment that he made because it had nothing to do with Aretha Franklin.
Absolutely. He was cooning. That's all it was. He saw that as an opportunity to jump on the coon train. And, you know, people criticized him rightfully so. Now that funeral was way too fucking long.
Like what was it, 6 hours?
No, it was like nine. It was like nine.
Nine?
Yeah,
no, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it was. I thought like, it was six.
Mm-mm. That was
what?
A damn nine.
No,
that was
it wasn't.
I'm telling you, y'all look it up. It was a nine. I'm not even exaggerating. That was a 9-hour funeral. Dude.
Was that her only funeral though? But did she have like memorials?
No, it's just one long.
That's ridiculous.
Did y'all see any of it? Did y'all
I
see?
Did.
I watched clips.
I did.
And y'all know they were just putting random people on there, and some people were just kind of rambling. You know what I'm saying?
I saw most of the performances. Like I didn't.
Ariana Grande, they was perving out over her.
Perving. He was like, did you see him?
Yeah.
The weird grip he had on her, and Bill Clinton sitting behind her like salivating.
Yeah, and Bill start rambling. I mean, you know, all these dudes was getting up there rambling. You know, Ronald Isley, he was rambling a little bit before he sang. I love Aretha. Aretha was so dope. I love Aretha. And then he starts singing, which was good. Michael Eric Dyson did very good. Sharpton did pretty good. I
like Al Sharpton. He did.
Yeah, he
I'm
did
glad he
good.
Corrected himself.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. But it was way too long. Black folks, we got to stop this drawn out bullshit. Where when the camera is on us, we got the attention of the world. Now everything has to be just long and drawn out.
Yeah, using big ass words.
I didn't think about that. They just want to shine.
Yeah, black. We get into some shit where this is our only opportunity to be seen, so we just kind of drag it out. John McCain had a funeral the next day. That shit was an hour.
Yep. He sure did.
You dig?
Yeah. Straight to the point.
God damn.
With all due respect, McCain is not done with Aretha's done, though. Right? Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. I take up a little bit. It could have been right. 2 hours.
Yeah, but still, white people ain't about to sit up at nobody's funeral that's that true. Long.
There's no way that's I would have sat there that long.
Me neither.
Because I saw so many pictures of old women, like, leaned back.
Yeah, people were in their sleep. People were sleeping there's in there.
No were they way. Passing out hors d'oeuvres or anything?
That, I was thinking the same thing. I'm yeah. like, are they serving food in that motherfucker? Are they serving some holy Hot Pockets or something?
You dig? Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Man, so Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Oh, man, Mr. Kanye West.
What is going
went
on
back
with
to
Kanye?
The crib. He went to Chicago.
About oh, time. Man.
Like over, what is it? The last week or like within the last 2 weeks, he went to Chicago and spent a lot of time there. And he went up to WGCI 92.3, which are the big radio stations in Chicago, okay. and had a few interviews. And of course, in these interviews, it's like, how could you feel? Do you feel like Trump care about black people and all of this stuff? So, you know, he's had these interviews before, but it feels like a different Kanye. So,
do you think he's trying to reel in the cooning, all that cooning he's done, and he's trying to make up for it now?
Yes, that's exactly what
he's
doing.
Do you think he believes it, or do you think he's doing it just for the reel in?
I don't care if it's for the reel in or not. I'm just happy he got back to his roots because his people, his day ones are there.
Right.
And they've been waiting on Kanye to open the door for communication, and he's had it shut for this whole time. So, a few of his... I ain't gonna say his like super day ones, but people that know Kanye from back in the day are saying that he's not necessarily, but that he was addicted to some type of drug and he checked himself into rehab and like he's coming out of
the drug,
the coon spirit, and like trying.
So
to
So y'all
get back
saying
to his
he has some coon crack that made him a coon? Is that what it?
Yeah. I'm not saying no, but you know this LA is a drug, Hollywood is a drug. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So just getting out of that and regrounding
people
himself.
People can recover, I guess.
From cooning?
Yeah. I hope.
Yeah. I think he's trying to dig himself out. I don't care if it's for the show, if it's for TV, if it's I just whatever it is, I hope he keep doing what he's doing.
What was that interview? I saw him do an interview. He was crying. He started crying.
On the radio set? Not on Kendra. Was it on Kendra?
No, it was on another. It was on a radio show.
Yeah, it was on.
And he was talking, and he broke down
what
crying.
What was he crying about?
Like, he said something about one of his managers, he needed his manager there to kind of reel him in or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if he, you know, was faking. I don't know, but he.
I think that's
Or was
real.
He having a breakdown?
No, he's having a breakdown because, like I said, he's cut off his day ones. Like, it's people that's been there since the beginning. You know, they've been. You know, when you with your guys and you coming up, it's like, oh, we going to be down forever.
Yeah.
You know, and you have some people that do stick down with you forever. And then it's just some people that's there along for the ride. He had a lot of people around him that was really, really down for him. Mm. And he completely cut them off when he starts dealing with Kim.
Yeah. So we got to think about that. Is our brother in a sunken place?
Yeah.
Around them Kardashians.
Guaranteed.
Because when people get around them Kardashians, shit happen to niggas. There's some funny style shit happen to them.
Like, I'm telling you.
Tiger, you know, y'all heard him do the interview with Nicki Minaj?
I didn't hear that. Yeah, no. Yeah. How was that?
It was good. It was good. I heard little bits
on
and pieces
Queen Radio?
Of it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have to hear that.
And he was talking about, you know, he gave Kylie the shine. You know what I'm saying? He made her. He gave her culture. She didn't have a culture.
Yep, that's
he was
true.
He was spitting.
But then when he said that, I'm like, I don't really feel like Tyga gave her the culture. Mm. I mean, maybe he did, you know, in the Kardashians' eyes or, you know, in that world, but Tyga ain't even that, he ain't even that tied to black culture. It's like.
I think for her, because she was super
he knows, Tyga knows what's up. Tyga, he knows what's up. But, you know, niggas be having that white girl magic all up in their face, so they can't resist the white girl magic. But Tyga knows what's up. But
he got out of it.
Yeah.
What kind of?
And once he stopped fucking with her, he had a hit record. That record
That's
he got
true.
Is banging.
That's I was banging. So mad that
but
that
then,
was Tyga.
Okay, so what can y'all say for Travis Scott? So now that Travis Scott is fucking with her, his career has catapulted to another level.
True.
And a lot of people fuck with his album.
Yeah.
Like he got a really good album. So it's what is it?
And you know what's interesting about his album? There was supposed to be a transsexual on there.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but...
On the cover.
Wait, why, though?
I guess
I'm just a state of music. That's
why. That's just
no,
where
it makes
I,
no sense. If
it was supposed to be some kind of transsexual on there.
Okay.
But then they had it taken off. And then they started calling Travis Scott kind of homophobic because he took this person off. Mm. And it was like, well... Nigga, you connected with the Kardashian family and they got Bruce Jenner who's, you know, they started tying that shit in and they kind of seemed like they were trying to make him apologize for not having the trainee on there. So it was, You know, it's real funny style. But it's like, we'll give you shine, but nigga, you owe us. It's that type of thing.
That's
you
weird.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why would he have a transsexual? What would be the connection that he has?
The like, record normally, labels be doing shit like that's that.
Yeah, weird. I was about to say, you just.
That makes no sense. I feel like if you have an album cover, it should connect with something to you.
But did you see his album cover? Like, it don't.
It's like a weird carnival type of thing.
Yeah, that's true. Very like abstract.
Yeah. He might like carnivals and shit.
Yeah.
Shut up.
He might like clowns. I don't know. We don't know what that boy likes.
Man. Now, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Oh, man. Guys, I'm excited about this.
What are you excited about?
I haven't even watched a lot of TV. I miss Love and Hip Hop and everything, but tonight, I'm not missing Bobby Brown.
Oh, I will not either.
Forgot about that. There's one part that they was talking about today that I had literally no idea, and I can't wait to see. Because you know Bobby Brown wrote a book.
Yeah, I read it. Good book.
So there's this part. Did you read the part about Janet Jackson?
Yeah. Bobby used to date Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't know that, Bree?
Why the hell would I know that? It was probably the year I was born or some shit.
Yes. He used to date her.
Yeah.
And then it was saying that he threw her out of a hotel room butt naked.
What the hell?
Yes. Oh, realized it was Janet Jackson. And it was like, oh, fuck, that's Janet Jackson. He threw her a blanket so she's not standing in the hallway naked.
Damn, you couldn't let her back in? Go give her a damn
blanket? No, but let me tell you why he threw her out. So they were, you know, kind of, they weren't dating like boyfriend, girlfriend, but they were messing around. He started falling in love with her. And of course she's like, you know, trying to pull back. And he's like, she was like, I can't even bring you home because my dad would be pissed if I brought a black man home.
Yep. Joe was cool.
Joe. Is that what she said though?
Yeah.
And he threw her out butt naked of the hotel room.
Is that why Michael ended up with that white lady?
Yeah. They were on that shit, Bobby said.
So did Janet ever defend that? Is that true? It must be true. I never heard her say anything. Yeah. Or say,
and
oh,
I never really seen Janet with a black dude, though.
No. It's all in the barges. Italian. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. But Joe was on that shit. Like, you don't hardly see any of the Jackson kids with any black people.
Yeah, they all mixed.
LaToya, no, she's with an old crazy white man. I mean, all of them. You dig? Joe was on the coon train like a motherfucker.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah.
When I seen that headline, I was like, what in the world? I was shocked, so I know I'm watching that tonight. And it's a two-parter. It's tonight and then tomorrow.
Yes, that's going to be off the chain.
That's going to be off the chain.
I want to watch just for it.
But you know what? Janet did have Jermaine Dupri.
She did. She said, fuck her daddy.
Yeah, I know. That was a rebellion right there with that motherfucker. Right? That's full rebellion.
I was trying to think to him. I'm like, she was with a black dude. I couldn't think of who. And it was.
For the black dude to be Jermaine.
Jermaine goddamn Dupri. That was just rebellion.
That was.
What's wrong with Jermaine Dupri? I like Jermaine Dupri.
Shout out to Jermaine. I like Jermaine too.
Yeah. He seems like a nice. He probably treated her like a queen.
Yeah.
I bet he treated her like a straight queen.
I mean, shit. If I was a man and got Janet Jackson, hell yeah, she would be a queen. Treated like a queen.
If y'all been burned by niggas before, y'all you dated niggas and the pretty niggas were just not cooperating and your money was long and you weren't tripping on no nigga with no money, could y'all tap into the ugly waters a little bit?
I have before, not as a boyfriend though.
Okay.
Not as a boyfriend. This one guy I dated, he wasn't my boyfriend, but we were dating.
Okay.
And he was like bigger than I would like.
Okay.
He was like Rick Ross.
Okay.
But a little bit bigger than, okay, you know Rick Ross is kind of skinny now?
Yeah.
He was like 20 pounds heavier than Rick Ross.
Okay. A husky nigga.
Yeah, but his personality was so bomb and he was so clean. That nigga was clean. You know how you talk about suits and niggas dressing? That's how he dressed Tariq.
Damn.
So that actually works.
Yeah.
Because his suits and shit, he was stunned. That in his personality, and I overlooked the fact that he was kind of big.
Yeah. So. There's some big motherfucker who, like Jill Scott, she's a big, thick gal, and shit.
She's beautiful.
Sexy.
You hit that?
Man, I roll that goddamn navel.
Shut your face.
Man,
What about you, Brie? Have you ever dated a guy that's like...
I have, but you know what? And I'm not going to say that he was bad looking. He just wasn't my type, but it had to be a situation where I got to know him personally.
Now, why wasn't he your type?
Just looks. He just wasn't my type.
As far as looks?
Yeah, looks. Okay. Like if I saw somebody and was like, ooh, I want to talk to him, it definitely wouldn't have been him. No, he was tall.
Not saying nothing wrong with short.
No. He was like 6'4", a little. He wasn't like Rick Ross heavy, but he was heavier, like husky.
Teeth, breast stink, eyes yellow.
No, he just wasn't my type.
He wasn't my type. You know how niggas' eyes be yellow because they didn't drink way too much? You're like, nigga, you
alcoholic. No. He wasn't my type. He was hella swaggy. He just wasn't my type.
Now, what is your type, Bree? What
I try to tell y'all all the time.
Okay. What's your goddamn type, Bree?
It's like clean-cut dudes, like my complexion.
Like who? Right. Like who? Give us an example of like a celebrity.
I always tell you like Nelly, but not Nelly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Nelly, but not Nelly. Okay. No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Kind of stocky?
No, because Nelly ain't always been stocky, but right. I mean, as I'm kinda growing short? Up, I'm learning. No, Layla.
And Nelly ain't that short. I saw Nelly at the airport when I was traveling. He wasn't as short as I thought.
How tall is he?
He's a little bit taller than, he's probably like 6.
He looked like he's about 6 feet.
Really?
I saw him and Miss Jackson at the airport at LAX.
What to me?
And y'all know, wait, I always.
He might have some lifts on. Niggas be wearing lifts and shit. Niggas be wearing some high heel Timberlands.
He had lifts on, Tariq.
I don't know. Niggas be
Why
looking,
do you get on my nerves?
I be
though?
Seeing motherfuckers and they short, and then you see him again, and the motherfuckers be looking like Wilt Chamberlain. And they're like, what is this nigga doing? What the fuck did you put in your shoes, nigga?
Oh my God.
But
Nelly.
Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
I didn't close my phone.
You better open that shit up. You know you'll stay ready. You ain't got to get ready.
I actually like this story. Racist ass Fox News. Actually, somebody took a picture. Remember the guy from Bill Cosby? I know it was.
Yeah.
His name was Jeffrey Owens.
Yeah. What was his name on his character?
What was his character?
Do you know? Alvin.
Alvin from the Cosby. He dated. Who's was he married?
The oldest daughter.
What's the daughter name? Sandra?
Sandra.
He sure was. Yeah. Married to Sandra. So someone spotted him working at a Trader Joe's, took a picture, gave it to Fox News, and Fox News tried to shame him. Like, oh my God, he was on the Cosby Show, and he's working at Trader Joe's, like, downing that job.
Elvin. His name was Elvin. Elvin.
Okay, we said Alvin.
Alvin. Oranges. Y'all know Layla ain't gonna get this shit all the
no,
way
that
right.
Was that was me. Real.
That was me.
Free ass.
I was close.
Layla rubbing off on you, goddamn it.
I was close, goddamn it.
No, but he was actually on a show called Robin Roberts, and he was explaining that he wasn't ashamed of working there. And as a matter of fact, guess who offered him an acting job?
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. Yep. You know what? I love you, Tyler.
Shout out to Tyler.
Give me a Bria job, too. No, I'm
okay. Look. <Yeah. laughs>
Okay. Give us that gig. No, I'm just playing.
Shit. Y'all ask me on the have and the have nots and shit.
That'll work.
With all that overdramatic acting.
Okay. No,
I was going to tell Cicely Tyson on you. I was going to take your man.
I thought I was the only one that felt like that.
No, it is so hella much dramatic.
Oh, they so fucking dramatic. Speaking of Cicely Tyson, did y'all see her at the funeral?
No, but I saw what you said about her.
She had this big goddamn Darth Vader hat on.
Oh, no.
And I love Cicely Tyson. She looked great. She's just a beautiful older lady.
Ain't she like over 90?
Yeah, she's like 91. And I don't know what the fuck she was talking about. She was doing like a spoken word. I don't know what she was talking about. She got on there. It was like, and the birds, and you see, and you run. And then you try to go and get the sarsaparilla from the tree, and then you learn and you sprout.
That's exactly how she be talking.
Okay. I'm like, shit, that shit is lit.
Profound, what are you
talking? Yeah, it's profound. I wish I knew the fuck you're talking about so I can get some out of it.
But I was just talking about that. How dudes be acting like they're deep and they're not.
Oh, yeah.
I hate dudes like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a guy like that, Bree?
Yeah.
He be trying, he act like he ain't read one book in his life, but he's pretending like he read like a million books, and he's like, yeah, girl, so the
nigga trying to spit that. Well, look here, Bree, see, you and I, we have a connection that's metaphysical.
Yeah,
you understand
start
me?
Using big ass words. Yeah.
See, understand, we have to circumnavigate around our imperfections and improprieties. Lord. What I'm trying to say is I'm trying to fuck.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to
do? Okay, cut all of that shit out and get to the point so I can dismiss your ass.
You dig? But no, we're talking about the Tyler Perry.
We're talking about the Tyler Perry thing, yeah. So Tyler Perry is actually going to give Jeffrey Owens a job.
Yeah.
We'll see what on. But that's kind of good that actually Fox News tried to make it negative and it turned into a positive.
And it was some Negro hood rat who took the picture, by the
way.
Yeah, it was an old negress who did that shit trying to shame the dude, a coonette.
Yeah. It was a girl.
It was a lady. Yeah, she's like some 50-something year old lady. Who tried to do it, and yeah, that was
did
real.
Did she sell that to Fox News?
Some people said she did.
Okay.
Some people said she did. I don't know what the particulars were of it, but yeah, that was real scandalous.
That's a shame. He said he was just working
job
there.
Job shaming people.
Yeah, it's like, whatever you work at, be happy where you work at. It's a job. The man not doing nothing illegal.
Absolutely.
He's making an honest living, and damned if we do, damned if we don't.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, you know, these people, they need work. Like my man from That's So Raven, that crazy ass nigga.
Oh, but somebody he's on this. Drugs, though.
Oh, my God. I wish that dude had some friends or somebody.
Yeah, I saw enough. Sorry for
I feel
him.
Bad for him, too. I don't like people sharing videos of him out here smoking shit and acting crazy.
He be sharing those videos.
I know.
But he doesn't have nobody to stop him.
Nobody ain't stopping him. And I know
how that strong mom. Strong as hell. So when you be on that shit, they be strong as hell. Nobody be trying to tackle him.
That narcotic strength be strong.
No, and that's true, Bree.
I'm telling you, I saw a crackhead smaller than both of us carrying a refrigerator on her back.
That, oh, damn, it was a woman?
Yes, a refrigerator God. Down
yeah,
the street.
They do. Damn.
Yeah, they strong as a motherfucker.
They do like Superman.
Yeah, man. But yes, hopefully somebody can talk to old dude and get him off that narcotic. That's now, did y'all hear about the deal that Colin Kaepernick has?
Yeah.
With Nike. Shout out to Nike.
Yes. Whoop, whoop.
Yes, Nike gave my man a deal, and the white supremacists are mad as shit right now.
It's so crazy to me that they so mad. Like, y'all burning shit. And then they sit back and talk about, oh, we got to take care of our veterans, and we got to do this for our, you know what I'm saying? And y'all burning shit that you could be donating to people.
Why are they so mad and burning shit?
Why are you so mad?
Because that makes
sense. Yeah, and all that stuff about veterans, that's a deflection. They know this is not about the veterans. I wrote something for USA Today today. They contacted me, and they wanted an opinion piece. And I wrote an article for them today talking about Colin Kaepernick and the whole Nike thing and how it's a good thing and how it shows corporate bravery. And some people are saying, well, Nike is all about the money. It ain't. No, of course, that's good. We got to understand business. Whatever these people do, it's about business. We got to get off that personal shit. It's all time. So get off that personal shit. This is about business with us too. We want Colin to get his money up, but as a man, he's going to speak about non-justice, which is a good thing, but you should still be in a position where he's not being blacklisted as far as business. So, and I take my hat off to
a lot of people were saying he was blacklisted. Before this Nike shit, like, the word was he was blacklisted.
Well, in the NFL, yes, because there's a collusion case right now.
But,
so,
you know, all Nike, all them, that go hand in hand.
With the sponsors and all that. Yeah, but the thing is with Nike, and I wrote about this in the article in USA Today, and you guys check it out. Nike got caught up in something in South Africa. There was a white supremacist on the beach in South Africa talking about, oh, great, there's no coppers out here. And copper is the South African word for nigger. He's like, oh, it's so great to be on this beach and there's no coppers around. So this white supremacist did this video and it went viral. And the word got out that this white supremacist's wife, his wife was a Nike executive.
Damn.
So, yeah, Nike, they had to close a lot of stores in South Africa because people were about to turn up. So that was bad on an international level. So Nike had to do something, and they already, I think they had a deal in the works. I think they had a deal with Kaepernick all the way back in 2011. So they're doing the right thing. And I think he has a shoe coming out. Oh, these gnats in here are beasts, man. God damn. Shit. But yeah, he got a shoe deal coming out, so it's a good thing. And you know, all these white supremacists mad and they're burning their shoes and that's all that.
And it's
shit.
So funny, it's like black, I feel like every other race wear Nike way more than white people do.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Like, we so made the Nike brand. I mean, black people, not only do black athletes, because the black people, we're the face of Nike with Jordans.
Exactly.
Black customers help generate those billions of dollars. So it's only right that they would do that.
Yeah.
You did.
And they had this deal for a while and they just didn't talk about it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So shout out to Kaepernick. Shout out to our brother.
Yeah.
You dig? What else is happening out here, Bree?
Okay, so I have to bring up the ratchet news because no one else wants to bring it up.
Yes, the ratchet!
Did you guys see Love & Hip Hop? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I saw clips, but what happened?
Oh, God. Okay, so y'all only saw clips, so let's just go. Let's go from top to bottom. Okay, Lyrica and A1.
Damn.
Ray J, messy ass. Wait, they do have a good storyline, but Ray J is like a messy teenager on this season. And I'm living for it.
What did he do?
I live for it because he's making a good TV, but he invited... Okay, so Lyrica and A1, they had a dinner to tell everyone because they're pregnant, right? So they wanted to like tell all their friends over this dinner. Ray J invites Safari so he can break the ice.
No!
Over
to the dinner?
To the dinner.
Ray J...
And so, you know how that go. They sitting there talking. The thing about this story, though, is Safari is leaving the story on such a cliffhanger. Like, he's not saying yes or no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, Lyrica said no.
Who?
Last week, she said no.
Lyrica said no, right, but he led Ray J to believe that they had sex.
Yeah, he did.
So it's like he's not saying it, but he's saying it, but not. So it's like it's weird, but they kind of ended that with A1 about to, he ran across a table.
God damn.
This is Black People in Love and Hip Hop. Oh. Okay, that's story number one. Story number two, Brooke had her own wedding. She planned a wedding, like a shotgun wedding, and Marcus had no idea about it. That's he crazy. Showed up thinking they were going to dinner, and it was a wedding happening, and he turned the wedding into a proposal. So that was kind of cute.
So what do you, is that a, I kind of like the fact that I feel like sometimes we just got to go for it, right?
I would never.
No. You my man, because I said so. Gotta get a little crazy with these niggas.
Because first of all, last week they was just arguing over a chicken whether she was pregnant with his baby or not. God, and now you're like, you gonna propose and have this make this man marry you?
So you wouldn't propose to a dude, Bree?
No, I wouldn't.
Even if y'all were together for a long time and he's comfortable, you wouldn't be like, hey, nigga.
I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't propose to a dude, but what I might do, and this is... I done came a long way for me to say this, guys. What I might do is if I'm feeling a guy that much, I'm gonna be like, we go together. I might do that.
Yeah.
But I, you know.
Hey, look, talk about we go together like y'all in 15 seventh grade.
Goddamn, we need some understanding. I need to know.
I mean, I'm sure they have some level of understanding because they've been together for so long. But that was just, it was weird to me. But then I like the fact that he flipped it and had a ring already and ready to propose. So that was
cool. Oh, because he was going to do it anyway.
Now, when is the right time? Like, let's say people are dating. When is the right time to give each other a title? Like Layla just said, well, do we go together? When is the right time? How long are you with somebody to y'all say, okay, what are we? Because women, y'all start doing that shit. What are we? What we calling ourselves?
You want to know why we do that? Because
please tell
me,
them.
Yeah,
please tell
them. Yeah. Yes. Because y'all start demanding girlfriend personas from us. You want us to sit in the house. You want us to tell you everything we're doing. If we with another guy, you want to know who he is and where and why you with
preach.
Him. And then but you want to go and continue to do your own shit. So you need to tell me what we are so we can both have these established guidelines and rules and shit.
Right, because you want
to
know.
So y'all saying it's based on how the dude is getting down.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just, well, kind of to a certain extent. Like, don't treat me like I'm a girlfriend if we don't have titles.
Right, they want to act like you their girlfriend.
Their property.
Yeah, where you going? What you doing? But we not together.
You my
right?
lady.
You said you
but
doing,
y'all
you
be doing that shit. Y'all will be kind of casually dating a nigga, and then you leave a curling iron at the fucking house.
No, I try not to.
Y'all be doing little shit like that. Y'all be sliding in your little territory.
I don't be doing that.
Oh, please.
I try not to do stuff like that. If I leave something, it's because, you know, he said it's okay.
No, seriously,
I don't, because whatever you got going on is what you have going on.
Y'all be
I was dating a dude, though, back in the day, and I found, like, some lingerie on the side of his bed, and it was some big girl lingerie.
God damn.
I was so appalled.
Oh, my God.
I was so appalled.
I'm going to leave my whole wig.
Oh. Yeah, now that's the most.
Just leave
so that own. Nigga had a thick-ass, chunky side bitch.
Yep.
Damn.
My God. And she liked to wear lingerie.
Man.
Wow. Was it cute lingerie? Was it cheap lingerie?
I don't know. Holding it up, you couldn't even tell what the hell it was.
Oh,
shit. It was like a lace sheet.
Oh.
But, I have to talk about the biggest story on Love & Hip Hop.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Mr.
Do we
Akbar.
Have to?
Shout out to Akbar.
Do we have
Mr.
to?
Mr. Akbar.
Do we really have to?
The man of the century.
Yes, indeed. My nigga.
So, Tierra Marie goes to confront him about him having a wife and a girlfriend, and thump, 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 he brought him out.
He brought the asses out like the Price is Right contestants and shit.
He's like, this is her, this is her. Then now you see everything.
Yes.
And the wife was like, you know, well, if you're dealing with us, you're going to have to be last. And Tierra was like, you know what? I'm not about this concubine shit. Like, I thought I was the only one.
Right.
I'm out.
Right.
The girl starts, she goes to whoop her ass.
God damn.
So I was a little confused on that part. Like, you going to beat me up because I don't want to be a part of your situation.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Situation.
Yeah.
He definitely... Like, that's definitely a real storyline for sure.
Mm. It's definitely a real storyline, and he definitely got women that'll blast for him because they went ham.
Oh, no, they will.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah, they were scrapping like a mother.
Yeah, they were scrapping.
Crazy.
They went at the girl, the other, what's the Brazilian?
Wife? Oh, the Brazilian.
She went after Paris. Wait. Like, she went to attack Paris.
Wait, She wanted to fight Paris?
Yes.
Did Paris run or what?
No, she,
Paris looked like she could fight.
Girl, Paris squad up with her.
Yeah,
like,
Paris looked like she whoop her ass.
Yeah, she was like, you know, you don't have nothing to do with this. She just kind of was like irritated that you were even here. Like, you don't have anything to do with this. But then imagine if Tierra would have went by herself. She probably would have got stomped down because she don't want to be down with the clique. Like,
that's so crazy. Oh, that clique is crazy. I know. Yeah.
Hey, Akbar get the Man of the Year award.
Yes, that shit is hilarious.
Would do guys really want that though, Tariq? Like, if a guy could really have that for real, and get to put some bitches in check,
do they be in check and not just want to be there?
He got them bitches in check. I can't.
What if they want to be there?
I don't know. No real bitch that wants to do that.
Like, yeah, but to do that, that's like a whole job within itself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of emotions you got to maintain. And, okay, we got Breeze, one of Breeze niggas calling.
That's Akbar calling. No, I'm
not. What you say about me on the radio?
I know.
She's going to be number 4.
Yes. We're going to see Bree on Love & Hip Hop.
Hey, and I'm taking my wig off of somebody's ass. Think I'm playing.
Punching with one of them titties out.
No, because Akbar was trying to flirt with Bree now.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
He was trying to flirt.
He did.
Man.
He did.
Man.
Damn, Bree, come up here. She be one number 4.
Yeah, you did?
Yes, out of control.
Man. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in these streets?
Let's see what's happening in these streets. Hold on, I just had my phone open. You know what I did want to talk about? What
did you want to talk about while you're stalling?
I know. I'm stalling. Oh, my God. This is kind of sad because I think this poor child needs help. I'm going to talk about Bow Wow real quick.
What Bow Wow do this time?
He went on a little rage on the set of Growing Up Hip Hop. It was a party for the brat. It was like a scene.
Yep.
And I heard, they don't even have a reason. I don't know the reason. They didn't have a reason.
I don't think they're going to release the reason.
I don't think they're going to release the reason, but he broke about 3 cameras. Oh, and them shits is expensive.
Big ass, yeah, them like production cameras.
He broke. He was knocking shit down on the set. And somebody just needs to keep an eye on him. He's like tweeting suicidal shit. He's just, somebody help him.
So do we do shit for attention? Y'all think, you know.
I feel like he is really battling with something. But I think he needs to take a break. Take a step back from Hollywood and being in this, on the scene all the time. And just get back to himself.
But you know, niggas be doing shit nowadays just for attention. Like, hey, I'm suicidal, I'm gonna take these pills.
But
Snapchat.
But this has been a constant thing.
Really?
Bow Wow, it's been a constant thing for like 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah.
He's been having these breakdowns. So it's just like, I think he needs
help.
Let go of this spotlight and sit back and take
care
of
himself. Maybe something happened to him.
But he ain't getting that much goddamn spotlight to be letting go of, you know? All of this shit is to get more spotlight. This is a way, I think.
How do you know he ain't getting no spotlight in his everyday life?
This is a way for him to get, you know, people to watch the show. You know, he's clout chasing. Y'all saw that shit.
But
he did that shit with the plane that time. He was acting like he had a private jet and he put up a fake picture. You know, so Bow Wow be clout.
Remember, people say that
there.
He paid some fans to chase after.
Yeah, because y'all remember that he was somewhere in a hoodie. He was like, "Oh, these people don't even know who I am."
They paid. He paid fans to chase after him. So the paparazzi.
I've actually been in Atlanta though, and end up seeing Bow Wow, and like people were really chasing him. Though.
That he didn't pay.
What year was that?
Was a few years back.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he's been battling it for a while.
I'm just joking. I like Bow Wow.
Let me have y'all call up. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Y'all call up. Let's take a couple of calls from the family. 818-850-5404. Somebody in the chat room said, "Bow Wow, we throwing Gary Coleman tantrums."
Y'all ain't shit. I hate making fun of him because I really think he's mentally ill.
I like Bow Wow.
I think he's mentally ill and he needs help. Somebody needs to help him. Somebody, a real friend, needs to help him.
Goddamn. Loud ass thing. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
Hi, this is Jay. I'm from Brooklyn.
Hey, Jay from Brooklyn. How are you, dear?
I'm good. Go ahead. I wanted to ask you, ladies, because I'm dealing with this guy, and we're kind of like, I would say, like, it's like a really casual thing, and we're very aware of where we're at, but I want to know, because he's asking to, like, go on vacation with me, and I'm kind of like, so, he's just got a relationship and stuff like that. I really don't want to deal with him like that. He's talking about, let's go on a trip and We haven't solidified anything, so I don't really care about it. So I don't know what to do.
How long have you been dealing with him?
6 months.
And are you dealing with anyone else besides him?
No, he's the only person.
Has he smashed?
That's my next question.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Okay.
That's good because I thought he was trying to smash out of town.
Okay, so that's good. So now, because a lot of times dudes will meet a chick and they want to go out of town to smash. That's the excuse to smash. So y'all already smashing. Where does he want to go?
He was talking about, well, we're still, I don't really want to get too engaged with that conversation, but I kind of want to know where his head is at.
Sweetie, nobody knows either of you guys. I'm just trying to see the level of
like,
travel
you guys
y'all
want to go to an island.
Right, like out
pond.
Of town means Connecticut.
Yeah, an island. Oh, okay. Basically an island.
Yeah, because she gets real romantic on the island.
Right, that's the thing. I want to know where y'all going, because if y'all trying to go somewhere like the Bahamas or somewhere where it's just like beautiful and romantic, that might mean something. Like, that nigga want to take you to a Tom Joyner cruise. That just might
mean. No. It definitely wasn't a cruise. He was definitely talking towards, like, warmer climate. But because we have a solidified relationship, I don't really care to, like, engage in that conversation. So I want to know, like, what should I do? Am I wrong? What should I ask him if he wants to go anywhere with it? And also, is it appropriate to go from casual relationship to real relationship?
Yeah, that's what relationships are. Y'all been together. Y'all been kind of kicking it for 6 months, so that's more than enough time. It sounds.
Well, she's calling it casual for a reason.
Right. Yes. Why are you calling it casual?
How often do you see him?
Because we don't like go out on dates or anything. We just literally hang out with each other a couple of times, like maybe once a week.
Is this a white dude? Is this a white dude?
Why would it be a white dude?
Hell no.
I'm
Rick, why you
I gotta ask.
Trying to
like, he might be trying to hide a little black ass. Like, I gotta see you. I gotta see you on Thursday in the morning.
Oh wait, I have a question. No. Maybe he. Do you think he has another girl? Why aren't y'all going out in public? Because that's a red flag for me.
Oh, well, that's the thing. That's not where we're at mentally. We said that we were cool where we are. And I'm okay. I don't want to go out with him because I don't want to have a boyfriend right now. But because he's expressing that he wants to, like, go on vacation, I'm kind of like, okay.
I don't think
like,
you like
I don't want to be confused.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
And how old is he?
31.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he ready. He's ready to settle down.
You know what it is? It seems like this is what it seems like, Jay. It seems like you're single. You're kind of in between dudes right now. You got a type. You sound like you got a kind of a mindset of the kind of guy you want. And this guy is just kind of somebody to kind of kill time with. It's passing time until the guy that you really desire comes along. And this guy is cool. Y'all have a little casual sex here and there, but nah, I don't really want to take it to the next level because I'm waiting on something more my speed. Is that where we are with it?
Not necessarily, because like I said, again, he doesn't take me out anywhere and he doesn't initiate me taking me out anywhere. Like, and we've been dealing with each other for 6 months, so I'm just kind of like, is it really genuine? Like, what does he want? You know, I'm open to a relationship.
You are open to a relationship. Like, so you are open to a relationship with this guy?
I am. Yeah, I am. I am. But I don't know if it's genuine because we don't do anything while we're out here. You know what I'm saying? We just meet up every now and then and we have sex. But for me to entertain the idea of me going on vacation, it seems like, you know, what's on his mind? What's the motive behind it?
I wish I knew more about his stilo, his swag, and what he's trying to do.
I feel like guys don't go on random. He don't take girls on random vacation unless you just got it like that. Like,
yeah,
unless you just balling out of control, you can fly whoever you want to out. You know what I'm saying? But if you are a regular guy, you taking her. A woman on vacation.
And have you been
he
to his?
To take you to
have you been to his house?
Yeah, okay. I go there all the time.
Okay, so that's where y'all go to smash. Okay.
But if she really liked him, she would go.
And you in Brooklyn, they probably have one of them hot ass brownstones. The brownstones, they're hot as fuck. So he probably won't.
No.
He probably won't want to go on vacation so he can fuck you where there's some air.
That's why I was just asking, because I don't know, man.
You don't like him.
I don't want to entertain the idea, and then I get.
And who's paying for this? Who's paying for the vacation thing? Who's paying for it?
That's what I said. That's why I didn't want to engage, because I don't want it to come out of my pocket.
Oh, so y'all. There we go. Whoa. It hasn't been established. There we go. Now we get into the nitty gritty.
But if he said he want to go on vacation with you, I would hope he would be the one paying for this.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm not necessarily his girlfriend, so why would I go out of pocket for some dude I'm just
messing? This nigga ain't breaking no bread or nothing?
Well, not necessarily. That's the thing. Like, okay.
Yeah, because they don't do shit. Like, yeah. When would he have time to break bread?
Yeah, I mean, it's already convenient. Okay. He doesn't give me any problems. He doesn't necessarily have to do anything significant.
Okay. But when he says something about vacation, your first thing you say, well, shit, are you paying for everything?
Yeah, that's the first question.
First question. Why wouldn't you ask him that?
That's true. I didn't ask him if he was paying for everything.
Yeah,
and I didn't want to entertain that either, because, like I said, I don't want to get confused. So,
also, don't let him take your good years. Like, if you have so many questions about this situation, because he's at the age where he is either about to be ready to settle down or ready to settle down, and you're still in your 20s. So, don't give him all your good
years.
Yeah,
don't give him all your goodies,
if that's
girl.
That's not exactly where you want to be, because this is the time.
Preserve that.
To, you know, to fill everything out.
And what you look like, Jay? Give me that Instagram. Let's stop bullshitting. What's that Instagram?
My Instagram is my name. D-A-E-C-E-R-Y.
D-A-E-C-E-R-Y. E-L-Y.
L?
D-A-E-C-E-R-Y.
R-Y. Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
Okay.
This you? Dacery?
Yeah.
NYC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you. Are you a stylist and creative director? Okay, I see you.
You're cute. You're cute.
All chocolatey. Chocolatey and almondy. You so almondy. Oh, hold on. She got, this is all shit. Hold on. I see why I want to take your little ass on vacation. Hold on. Y'all see that? She got the got a little body popping.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh my god,
girl.
Day is doing it. She got the legs out. Your family, they from Nigeria somewhere? You look like you got some first, second generation African in you.
No, my family's from Guatemala.
Oh, okay. I knew somewhere. Okay.
Oh, this one's so pretty. Look at that one.
Oh, look at you. You got the dog. You chilling, man. What's up? I know the white dudes be up on your little ass, though. You got that look. I know the white dudes be running up on you.
No. I don't really like
him. He is steady trying to make you a bad one.
No, I'm not. I just know that look.
By the end of the call, you're going to be a bad one.
Yeah, look at her. This sister's doing it.
She's gorgeous.
You're very pretty.
I see why this nigga want to take you somewhere. let him take you.
Let him take you.
Make sure that he's paying for it. Just say, hey, nigga, are you paying for all this shit?
Yeah.
You did?
And he's older, right. So I would think he would.
I'm sure he's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. My dating life isn't the best, so I can't really.
Girl, ours ain't either. Don't worry.
Now, what's wrong with your dating life? Why is your dating life so bad, Day?
It's not her fault.
I don't know. I don't think I'm just lucky. Like,
none of us are, girl. None of us are.
I mean, so far, I'm sorry?
I said none of us are. we're not lucky.
Okay, I don't think I've gotten lucky. You know, I'm still relatively new to the dating game, so I'm not rushing into it. I'm not putting too much thought into it, but.
Yeah, I say
this guy I'm dealing with now, he's pretty solid, so I'm okay.
I say go on vacation. I say go on vacation.
But only go if he's paying. Yes. Only if he's paying. Drop a dollar.
Not even a dollar.
Yes, indeed. Day. Yeah, go on vacation and have a good time. And again, talk to him and just double check that he's paying for everything and go on vacation and take pictures and all that shit.
And take pictures.
You dig? And let us know what's going
all right,
on with it. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Bye. That is the lovely day. Whoa. One more call. Let's see who else we got. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Flex? This is Keenan from Tampa, Florida.
What's up, Keenan from Florida? How are you, brother?
Man, I'm doing all right, big dog. Man, I watch the show every time you guys come on. I'm a big fan of you and Bree. And man, I'm just me and Bree.
This nigga just said fuck Layla. You're just a fan of me and Bree.
What's that?
So you're just a fan of me and Bree?
No, my bad. To the young lady there, she's beautiful as well.
word.
You don't even know my name.
You don't even know her name.
Let me help you out. It's Layla. It's Layla.
That young lady, Lyric over there in the back. Lyric, I like Lyric too. All right, brother. What's going on with you?
I'm sorry, Layla.
It's all good.
But yeah, I've been checking y'all out, Flex, man. And I have a good question for you guys.
Go ahead,
man.
Brother. Go ahead.
I'm 27, and you know, I kind of didn't get off to the best start early on in my 20s, and you know, I'm kind of getting my things going a little bit right, and never really had trouble with ladies.
Have you been to jail? That sounds like you've been to jail. Have you been to jail?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go. All right, there you go. When brothers talk like that, like I haven't done the right thing. Okay, that means jail. Okay, got it. Okay. What'd you go to jail for? What'd you go to jail for?
I actually had came into my consciousness around 2021.
Okay, there you go.
And yeah, brother. So I ain't gonna lie, man. I got pulled over. And I kind of gave the officer, a mouthful, and you know he wasn't feeling it. I wasn't cooperating or whatever, you know. So I got booked on obstruction of justice without violence.
Okay.
Well, so, thank God you still here.
Yeah. Look, they didn't shoot you.
Yeah, of course. But you know, now these days, man, I try to stay mellow and mild tempered when dealing with those folks, man. You know how it is.
Word. Yeah.
But yeah, so as far as, you know, me being 27 now, you know, I got things going on. And, you know, getting back out in the dating game, it's kind of, I'm seeing a lot of women, you know, seem to be a bit materialistic, you know, just coming into my conscious side. You know, I'm trying to find a more spirited lady. And I'm still attracted to a lady who has it going on and doesn't like to flaunt and show off her beauty. So do you have any tips as far as me maintaining my consciousness in my journey as far as dating women of today?
Yeah, you know, just stay on the right path, and the people, they're going to gravitate towards you. The people who's going to share that same mindset, they'll gravitate towards you. Yeah, it's a lot of materialism and stuff out here, but that's it's always been like that. That's nothing new. So don't trip on that. You know, just kind of stay in the same circles with like-minded people, and you know, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be cool in the gang. And I know it's kind of slim pickings down there in certain parts of Florida. You know, everybody's a goddamn stripper and shit like that. When I ain't knocking the strippers, but if you're trying to square up and just live that real square cool life, it can be a little difficult, especially at a you know, when you're young. You know,
right.
So just again, hang out in those circles. You know, this is why I create the things like the Hidden Color series, where people can go to the movies and you can meet like-minded people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. That's what you need to be around. You feel me? If you were in New York, I could have hooked you up with Day, who just called up. You know?
Okay.
You did? Y'all would have been perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
I was hoping you could get Layla and Bree to check my IG out, man. You know, I've been seeing them.
Yes, you always ask for the girls' IG.
My nigga, let's get you Bree. Bree choosing, nigga. Bree is choosing already. Yeah, yeah. She wants a little of that prison love right there.
What?
What's your IG, brother? We're going to get you hooked up with a nice, clean lady.
I mean, you know, I like a little freak, too.
Okay.
You know,
a little dirty. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Flex, you know how we do, man. You know, we you know, I kiss but don't tell. You know what I mean?
Real shit. What's your IG, brother? What's your IG?
It's IM_KLight.
And how we spell light? Regular
LIGHT? Yeah, LIGHT. IM_KLight.
Was that your street name, K-Light?
Oh, you look like...
My full name. It's my abbreviation of my full name.
Okay.
You look like you do spoken word on a Friday night.
Let me see what K-Light... All right, K-Light chilling.
He got the light-skinned dude eyes.
Yeah, he got the beard. Yeah, the Philly beard with the dashiki on.
Okay.
All right, yeah, K-Light, we're going to get you...
Sir.
We're going to get you a nice poetry reading, India read.
Hey.
Exactly.
Yes, we're gonna get you one of them.
We're gonna
get you one of them chicks who don't paint their toenails and shit.
Right.
We're gonna get you one of them.
No,
I hate.
Trying to find me a little Erykah Badu, huh?
All right, brother. But thank you for the call, my dude.
No problem.
All right. You know, I hate women who do not paint their fucking toes.
That irritates me too.
That irritates the shit out of me when I see a cute lady somewhere and I look and her damn toes aren't painted.
What if they're done though? Because I've seen girls go get their feet done and then they're like, what color? And they're like, no polish.
I don't know. You got to get some polish on that. I just hate. I hate that.
That's your pet peeve?
That's a major goddamn
pet peeve.
I really. I look at it like,
always see them with the undone.
Yeah.
Undone is worse.
Yeah. Undone and unpolished is just like, get the fuck on somewhere with that shit. But.
Damn, you shot her like she got a disease.
Get away.
Unpolished feet on a woman.
Wait,
is
why
just
is that
so,
such a bad thing?
It just
what if her feet are really, really cute, though?
It just looked very third worldish to me for some reason.
You don't like the third world look?
No. I mean, I'm like,
switch
did
it
you
up
just,
a little bit.
Did you just swim over here from Cuba, bitch?
No, damn. Tariq.
But that's how some people act. Like, you gotta be, if you're natural, it gotta be everything. Like, chill the fuck out.
Nah.
Like, you could, I could put some polish on my toes.
You did?
Right.
And speaking of, and people got mad at me. I was talking about, speaking of the Aretha Franklin funeral, Fantasia performed.
Oh, I missed that one.
She did good. Fantasia did good.
Yeah, she did.
She got down. And I love Fantasia.
She kicked them shoes off.
She kicked them shoes off, and Fantasia's feet was ashy than a motherfucker.
What?
Yes, they were.
But you can't put Soulcake red bottoms on and have oil on your feet. It don't work.
That's the thing. She didn't want to slip or whatever, so she kept them fucking feet dry.
Yeah, you know how my shit be oiling. People talk about me.
Yeah, I know. Layla's
people talk
shoes,
about my oily ass.
Layla be sliding out her little shoes.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah, but oily or ashy? Which one? Which one? If you had to choose.
It ain't up to him. She's the person that got to wear the shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess she didn't want to lotion them feet and slip around the stage or whatever, but her feet looked like sea barnacles. Them shits was dry and all types of.
You could really see the ash.
Yeah.
You
could see it. You could see it. And she got them wide. The little Fred Flintstone fucking feet. And she,
ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm taking off of Fred Flintstone feet because I got some.
and I love Fantasia. I wasn't shitting on Fantasia. I love her, but a little lotion wouldn't have killed her.
So
I know Jesse Jackson had some lotion, or somebody could have gave her some fucking lotion. And I love Fantasia. Shout out to Taylor.
Oh my God.
You dig? So, Bree, what else is happening out here?
Oh my God.
Oh, I want to talk about the Braxton family.
Ooh,
what happened? Stay in the news. Okay, y'all. So, you know, they were shooting a show. Everybody stopped showing up to shoot.
Yep.
Everybody, except for Trina?
Tracy.
Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody, including Tony, including their mama, everybody stopped showing up because the drama in their family was just too much and nobody wanted to confront the drama that they were having. I have no idea what that drama was, but either way, they all agreed to go to Ayanna Vazant to fix their life or to fix their, you know, their situation, their show or whatever. And Tamar took to Twitter afterward. First of all, it ended abruptly, like, because she called Ayanna the devil.
Oh, damn, damn.
She went on Twitter and called her the devil. Yes.
Oh, damn.
And it's like,
Ayanna's my girl, too. That's
but,
my girl.
That's not the first person to say that about her.
Like, they really think she's legit the devil?
You bringing out the wrong parts. But I really feel like it's so much shit that people don't want to face.
Don't
that
you have to face your demons, though?
I'm just saying, like, as a society, we've been taught to, like, put shit behind
right,
us
suppress,
and let
it
go.
Suppress it.
And I think she just brings all those, you know, those emotions to the forefront and make you face them. Because this is not the first time I've heard somebody call her devil or, like, say something bad about Ayanna.
Because, see, the thing is, Ayanna, a lot of these women get on here and they think, well, Ayanna's going to cut them a break because they're a woman.
Exactly.
That's what they think. She's going to be hard on the guys and it's going to be some girl power shit. And Ayanna will say, hey, look, you a fucking gutter snipe, bitch. Ayanna will snap on your ass. And you're like, wait a minute. Because they ain't never heard another woman check them like that.
Right.
Ayanna don't play no fucking games.
Some people need to be checked, though.
They do.
Some people need to be checked.
Yeah, Alanya, she'll tell you about yourself. You're not going to get no pass on some girl power. She's going to tell you out here fucking up. She's going to tell you what's up.
And Tamar, she like put her real name out there, like her name ain't even Ayanna. No. And it's all, like she, you know, Tamar played dirty.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
It's like somebody making you face your shit. Yeah.
Well, Tamar be doing shit like she did. Tamar did say some funny shit one time when she was going after Toya, and she called her paperback Toya. Because all her books are paperback.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Tamar be hidden under the fucking
belt. I heard a lot of
people
don't like her in the industry.
Yeah.
Because she be saying crazy shit.
Yeah.
She shouldn't do that because, I don't know. Whatever, Tamar. I like her though.
But everybody gets mad at Ayanna. You know, when Maya Campbell was on there, she was getting a little low key mad.
Everybody wants you to be nice to them. Everybody wants you to say, "Oh, you're beautiful, you're pretty." Nobody wants to face it. There's something wrong with all of us. We're all flawed.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're all flawed. Yeah. Everybody wants to be perfect and think, you know, like sometimes it's better. You can be a better person if you just face it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hard. It takes a strong person to really say, "Damn, that's me. I'm fucked up," or "I'm not," or whatever. You know what I mean?
And they don't, you know, people. When they have demons or whatever, they don't want nobody telling them what's up. They want people to kind of be, tell us how are you feeling about that? You know, that type of shit.
Like that type of therapist. She
goes in and she gets right to the root of what's going on, what people are afraid to talk about. Like when she had DMX on there, DMX went off on her.
Yeah.
Because he was trying that, you know, my mother never hugged me. I'm like, why are you on crack? What? So it was, they were going at it.
What kind of conversation?
They were going at it. That shit was hilarious. He cussed her out. She cussed his ass out.
Yeah, no, that was like the best one.
That shit was hilarious.
That was the best one.
Yes. Even the non-famous people, like I've seen other people buck up on her. Like some girl was trying to fight her.
Yeah.
Like telling her about her parents, talking about her parents and her brothers and the shit that they went through. She's like, I told you to quit talking to me. I'm gonna fuck her up.
But when she called Neffy a low down gutter snipe straight up out the hood, that's the most gangsterish fucking diss I've ever heard somebody say to somebody.
Hey.
Neffy had to walk off, but this bitch calling me all out my name.
Wait, did she really say gutter snipe?
Yes. She called her a gutter snipe. Straight up out the hood.
I might have to use that.
No.
That shit's funny.
Ayanna is the truth. Lying. And Ayanna, me and Yolanda, we were texting each other the other day, as a matter of fact. I love Ayanna.
Oh, can she come on the show?
I'm trying. I'm working on some things. I'm working on some things.
She's going to read our ass.
Yes. Are you going to get on Hidden Colors 5?
That's what I'm working on. I'm working on that's what I'm working on.
Yeah, you've been working. You got a lot of
heavy hitters on. I got a lot of heavy hitters. Iced tea. I was at Iced T's house in New York. My nigga, Ice was spitting fire. Ice was spitting some hot fire. I got, we got Dame Dash. He's in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we got some heavy hitters.
I seen him
in
post something on his gram the other day about Hidden Colors.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Dame last night. Shout out to Dame. So, yeah, we're doing good things. We're doing real good things. I want to get Judge Joe Brown. We're going to probably get him up here.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, I love Judge Joe Brown.
He's the truth. Joe Brown be snapping, too.
He really do.
He is the truth.
I like him.
And I think we're going to... Sherry Shepherd's people hollered at me.
Oh, she's dope.
Yeah, I like Sherry Shepherd. They're doing some stuff. They're doing like she's producing a play out here.
Oh,
so,
really?
So, yeah, there's a lot of folks we got to get on. People been hitting me up.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff. We're about to get up out of here.
Happy to see y'all.
Yes, indeed. Y'all, don't forget to get the Ism Angels book.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Yes, indeed. Go to ismradio.com. Get the lovely book. This is a collector's. Well, they're so goddamn lovely.
I know people been hitting us up like, thank you. Y'all look cute.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, people that got their book like, what a round two it.
Yeah.
I need this.
We're going to do a round two. We are going to do a round two.
Can we get rid of the first one?
Exactly.
Around Christmas. That's what I want to do, like some around Christmas. Do something even more provocative. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Yes. Ho. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Swinging from a fucking tree.
I'm gonna have to sit down and write a contract up. Talking about more provocative. We gotta get down to the bottom of this provocative.
Man. They are looking voluptuous and scrumptuous.
Yeah, people like it.
Yes, indeed.
It's great.
So y'all get that at ismradio.com. Layla, what you got up for this weekend?
I'm finally going somewhere, I think. I'm going up to, I'm actually going to Sacramento, but I think I'm gonna cruise down to Oakland. I'm trying to go to this event. It's called Sewebity. I am. I'm going, y'all.
She ain't
going.
I'm going
to this event.
She going no goddamn.
You know what's?
She's blowing her mind.
I know.
For real, I'm really, really trying to go. I'm really going to visit my nieces and my nephews, but this is an event I heard about, and it's for Black entrepreneurs that are trying to get into the tech world. which I think is super, super dope.
Girl, go find your husband.
Yes, girl. And it's going to be really dope. It's only like $10 to get in. And it's like, it's called Sewebity. And it's this guy. They're going to have a panel list of people. They got food, drinks. I'm going.
It's called Sewebity.
Sewebity, because it's an app. And the app is going to help Black people with branding and posting. And really, if you're trying to get into the tech world.
It sounds like a motherfucker who's Thai tongue.
No, I know.
I'm a Sewebity.
That's what I said. I said Sewebity. It sounds like the little, what's the little rabbit on the thing?
Bugs Bunny. Or
yeah, Bugs Bunny. Yeah. But it's a guy named Scott McKenzie. He's from New York, and he's really been getting into tech, and he's trying to get Black people into tech.
Okay.
So if you're Black and you're trying to get into tech, that is the event to go network at this weekend. It's on Saturday on the 8th.
Cool.
So yeah, I'm gonna post some more information about it because I'm really trying to go, and I think that's a great event for Black people. We need to get into that.
Yes, indeed.
And Bree, where the money is.
What are you getting into, Bree, with the purple hair and all that good shit?
I know, right? I might get rid of this purple hair by this weekend. I've been getting a whole lot of unwarranted attention.
From who?
From the others.
Yeah.
Okay, could I ask you a question? This may be a little too deep.
Oh, let's get deep.
What's some of the game? She said a lot of white guys are trying to talk to her with this hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying? Like, what's their game? What are they like, hey, girl, I like your purple. Like, what are they saying?
I get the long stare at first. Mm.
The creepy stare.
Yeah, and then, like, even, like, they'll look back and, like guys and almost ran into shit. And then they'll finally say something, oh, my God, I love your hair. And then try to spark up another conversation, like, you know, what do you like to do and shit like that. And it's just, like, these same people I've seen. Because it's like, it happens at work. It happens like around the house. Mm-hmm. Like where places I'm normally at. I've seen these people several times. They've said nothing to me.
Wow.
But with the hair.
But now it's like they're so interested in what I'm doing Saturday night.
They might think you're like a cosplay player or something like that.
You know
what I'm saying?
Somebody said that. One of the girls said that. Because you look like a Disney character. Like maybe it's because you look like one of the little Disney characters with that hair. And I'm just like,
they are.
You know, I do think purple sits well on our skin tone.
It does.
But it's been a weird reaction I've been having.
I like it. I think you should keep it. What y'all think?
Family. Yeah, I like it. But those cosplay guys, they see that and they're like, oh, she's into role playing, because a lot of sisters be going to the cosplay things, you know, dressing up, and, you know, that's kind of a signal.
They do like that.
It's literally been like a lot of different guys.
What about the Black guys talking?
Yeah, Black guy. Oh, yeah. This dude in a grocery store, he was like asking me for my phone number.
Brother?
Yeah.
Hey, my little pony.
You was the man with like, oh, Black guys ain't talking to me. Hair.
I don't know what the difference is.
It looks really cute, though.
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Yes, it does.
You look like a character, though. Like a like you said, like Storm or something. They're like, yeah, I'm fucking Storm. Like, that's kind of exotic. Okay.
Yeah, is it because it's probably exotic?
Like, yeah, it is. It's super exotic.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man.
But I think one of my friends is coming into town this weekend, so I'm just going to probably show her around, kick it with her. Never stop working.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, don't forget, you guys go to Indiegogo, support the production for Hidden Colors 5. We're working on that right now. Hidden Colors 5, everybody in the chat room, you guys need to go to Indiegogo, type in HC5 and contribute. Get down with the crowdfunding because we only have 12 days left. Also, the interview I did on the Breakfast Club, that should be popping probably tomorrow, probably Thursday. I'm not sure when they're going to put it up, but check that out when it comes out.
Can't wait to see that.
Yes, that's going to, we chopped up some real good game. And we're going to holler at you guys next week.
Email Tariq and tell him y'all want us on tour.
Well,
yes.
They want to go. They want to go on tour. They want to go on the Ming Slide tour. What can they do on tour?
We can dance.
First of all,
we can dance.
They want to see us. The people, you heard what I said.
They do.
Y'all
don't ism, but I think we need a world tour.
Boom.
Y'all going to have to
the fans
get y'all dance
us,
moves
I think
on Fleek.
The girls more.
If we had a real choreographer, we could knock some shit out, Brie, for real.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We could really dance for real. If we got a choreographer and practice that shit.
I got 20 years dancing.
Yeah, exactly. I used to be a cheerleader. Oh, my God.
No, that don't count.
Please. Oh, after the first concert, Brie, I got a headache. I can't go on stage. And Layla, I got cramps. I can't dance no more. Y'all don't know. They'll talk a good fucking game.
I'm right or die.
Sickly and infirm when we get on the road, nigga. I'll be on stage solo like a motherfucker.
That's okay. You got that
me
big
and Johnny.
Ass hope.
Me and my coat and Johnny dancing.
You up there with that big ass coat on?
Me and that hot fucking coat, looking for them to dance, and they backstage drinking a fucking Sprite. I'm like, city lights
around.
Looking for their ass. All right, y'all. Oh, all right, we out of here, y'all. Y'all be good.